Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Michigan Hospital reverses its vaccine visitation policy. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, this case, Holly, comes out of Troy, Michigan. It's the Beaumont Hospital, and Liberty Counsel, we sent a demand letter to the president and CEO of this hospital because this hospital implemented a mandatory COVID vaccine policy for anyone who's going to visit any person in the hospital. And this case actually was outrageous because here you have a mother who's in the hospital. She is dying, not from COVID, but she is close to the end of her life. Her sons travel hundreds of miles, some of them in different parts of the country, to come to this hospital to visit her. Two of her sons are deacons in churches, and they wanted to not only pray with her, they wanted to anoint her and give her what would be the equivalent of last rites to a Roman Catholic, for example. Although it's not technically their last rites, but they wanted to pray with her. They wanted to have this last time to pray with her, give her the time to get anointed with oil, as the scriptures say. And they had an objection, religious-based objection, to getting these COVID experimental shots.
As well as some of the sons are co-guardians, so they're responsible for her health care, so they need to be there.
They need to be there.
But I mean, why wouldn't they want to be with their mother when she's on her, you know, dying days?
Exactly. So here's what the hospital said. No, you in order to come and visit, you need to get the COVID injections. Well, for Pfizer, Pfizer says that between the first and second injection, you need to wait 2 to 3 weeks. So for the Moderna injection, you need to wait 4 weeks for the second injection. So listen to this. They said that you had to wait 2 weeks after your last injection and then bring in information that affirms that you've had both injections and the last injection was 2 weeks ago. So, let's put the time frame together.
4 to 6 weeks before you could visit your mother.
For a Pfizer injection, the earliest they could visit would be at least 4 weeks. You get the injection on day one of the first of the month. Then you wait 2 weeks to the middle of the month, get another injection. Then what you have to do is wait 2 weeks after that second injection. For the Pfizer, for the Moderna, it's 6 weeks.
That's ludicrous.
So literally it's going to be 5 to 6 weeks. And in the meantime, the mother is dying. Mm-hmm. So they contacted us, and we sent a demand letter to the president and CEO of Beaumont Hospital. And we demanded several things, obviously that they have a religious objection. We also raised the fact that none of these COVID injections, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, and Pfizer, none of them are FDA licensed. None of them are fully approved by the FDA. And it's a misnomer to call them a vaccine. They're not vaccines. They're not authorized vaccines. These are experimental drugs. And they're authorized only under the federal law called the Emergency Use Authorization.
So they cannot mandate them.
Right. And the reason why it comes under emergency use is because, one, they declare emergency. They declare COVID as the emergency. And two, they have a drug that they want to essentially put out into the public that is not proven because it has not had the time or the data to determine its safety and, frankly, even its efficacy, whether it actually works. So we don't have the data. We won't have the data for a number of years because most vaccines take a minimum of 10 years from beginning to end, or 5 years of which is dedicated to testing.
Well, you know, Matt, I'm so grateful that we were able to intervene and get this visitation policy lifted because these sons were able to visit with their mother for a couple days before she passed away.
Yeah, and isn't that amazing? Because they were able to visit shortly after we sent the demand letter. We gave them a time frame of 5 o'clock the following day to respond, and they ultimately did. They reversed their policy, and these sons were able to visit their mom a couple of days later. She passed away. They wrote us back. They were so thankful that we intervened.
It's a priceless gift, yeah.
because there's no way that if they had followed this, if they did not know about Liberty Counsel, they would not have been able to see their mama,
I can't imagine.
Their mother. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Now, amazingly, this particular hospital had a policy that they even violated, because the policy says, and this is related to COVID, that you can have visitors come in and they can visit somebody who's in the hospital if one of these particular criteria is met. One is that they're in serious or critical condition. Well, she was obviously in serious or critical condition because everybody knew she was on her last few days of life.
Right.
You can't get more serious or critical than that.
Yeah.
The other is if they need to be there to help the person communicate. Well, that also applied to the mom as well. But every time that they contacted the hospital, the door was shut. They said, no, you can't come in. You got to get the injections. They reached out to Liberty Counsel. We immediately responded, and we immediately, in less than 24 hours, got this policy reversed, and these sons were able to visit their mom. Now, Holly, this is becoming a bigger issue, and we have messaged on this through Liberty Counsel and Liberty Counsel Action. And the term that we've used is digital health passports or so-called vaccine passports. And what is that? Well, that has been in works in the planning phase long before COVID. So COVID didn't start the digital passports or the digital health passports or vaccine passports. That had been in the planning and also the development phase long before COVID. People like Bill Gates, for example, it's well known that he wants to vaccinate everybody on the planet with whatever vaccine of the month is out there, whether it's HPV or whether it's mumps or measles or rubella or whatever it might be. Whatever it is, he wants to vaccinate people, 7+ billion people on the planet.
Of course, we know he promotes population control and he knows nothing about science.
And so how do you figure out whether somebody's vaccinated? Well, you can have a piece of paper. And obviously, you know, the low-tech version right now in the United States is you get a piece of paper. But that piece of paper can be copied. It can be forged. It's very easy to forge that.
Right.
So how do you really find out if somebody is vaccinated in order to vaccinate everybody on the planet? You have to have some kind of digital passport. And one way is you put it on your cell phone, a QR code or some kind of code like you have with your TSA flight ticket that you present on your cell phone at the gate. And there's a badge reader or a QR code reader there. What about people in various parts of the world that don't have cell phones or they don't have cell service or internet or cellular towers? Well, you have something that you implant, either externally, that is something that shows up with a particular light to be able to read it, or a little chip that goes in your body and that contains your particular vaccine health digital passport.
Mm-hmm.
So now COVID hits and this whole long-term agenda is accelerated with COVID. And now what we see is in New York, they're rolling out the Excelsior passport. They're also talking about this in other parts of the country, that you can't come in, or you can't do this, or you can't do that. You can't gather here, you can't gather there, unless you have a vaccine, you show that you're vaccinated. Israel has a vaccine passport. It's a QR code on your cell phone. They also have a tracing and tracking app. And despite, but by the way, what you're reading with regards to Israel's success, there's a whole different story that the Israeli leaders, and I'm very disappointed in, by the way, as well as the media are not telling you. It is not the success that you may read about in the typical media. There are major concerns there. And a lot of people are very concerned about it. But the vaccine passport is the biggest threat to freedom because it would control whether you can leave your house, work, shop, dine, travel, or even worship.
Yeah, because bottom line, it's not about the virus. It's not about an injection, but it's about the data. They want your data.
And that's exactly what Dr. Naomi Wolf said. She's a Rhodes Scholar. And she says, I cannot say this forcefully enough. This is literally the end of human liberty in the West if this plan unfolds as planned. That means she's talking about the vaccine passports. Vaccine passports sound like a fine thing if you don't know what those platforms can do. I'm CEO of a tech company. I understand what this platform does. It's not about the vaccine. It's not about the virus. It's about the data. And once this rolls out, you don't have a choice about being part of the system. What people have to understand, she says, is that any other functionality can be loaded onto that platform with no problem at all. She's somebody who is more liberal in her political views. Well, Florida just passed a law. It's one of many states that are moving in this direction. No vaccine passports by the government and no requirements to get a vaccine by any private company to either to work there or to be patronizing there or to enter a venue. Florida is leading the way. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/vaccine.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.